DW. The sounding of a conch shell kicks off a springtime voodoo ceremony in the village of Souvenance in Haiti. The three-day-long event coincides with Easter. And that's not mere coincidence, says Fito Auguste, a voodoo priest, or Unguin.
You know, Easter is a renewed time. With the spring, okay, it's like a boom of the nature coming out once more after the winter. So that's why they use it to start a new year. For ours here, today is a new year. It's Easter, but it's spring and it's a new year beginning.
A time for rejoicing with song and dance. The words and steps can be traced back to Benin in West Africa. Many Haitians originated in that region too, and were brought to the island as slaves by French colonialists. Over time, the Catholic beliefs of their French occupiers were mixed into the faith carried over on slave ships.
At the beginning, there isn't pictures in voodoo. When the Catholic came, we try to use them pictures to continue our mission. So that's why they say, they call it in French, syncretist. Syncretist came with Catholic. At the beginning, no. We are natural people. We love trees, sun, water, and land.
Catholic icons and symbols became infused into voodoo. Even the cross has its own meaning to Voodooizants. It's a symbol for the four elements of water, air, fire, and earth.
This house you see there, it was a little, just one side of this house. It was my grandmother's house.
Like her grandmother, Betty Vaval is a member of the Spiritual Society, or LACU of Souvenance. Although it wasn't always that way.
I have to let you know also that when I was young, I grew up in the Catholic religion.
But not entirely.
My dad did come here yearly, like I come here. I do remember that my mother get mad at him because Easter, Sunday Easter, is not there to eat with us because he's here. But in another way, I call that hypocrite because I remember I used to clean those twin symbols with my mother.
The twin symbol she's referring to represents Dambala, one of the many spirits revered by Voodooizants. Like Vaval's mother, many Haitians practice voodoo in secret because of the stigma associated with the religion. Voodoo has been blamed for almost all of Haiti's problems, from instability to earthquakes to poverty.
The Catholic Church made them believe that voodoo is evil, but no, voodoo is not evil. So this is why we really make it public. We make people know what voodoo is about. You might have a knife. You decide to use it in cooking, and some people might have a knife that's decide to hurt people with. This is what it is. That's life.
According to Ferdinand Bianame, who heads the LACU Souvenance, there are more and more people wanting to become Voodooizants. Hundreds have come to observe the ceremonies held in the peristyle, or voodoo temple.
You see many, many people inside of the peristyle, and almost all of them are initiates, and people who are very tied with the spirit of the LACU. So we, and here also, we always have demands from people coming here every week, every month.
Why the increased interest? The spirits are calling people back to their traditional beliefs, says Bianame, just like they called Betty Vaval when she visited Souvenance as a young woman.
The loa, the spirits, they like tease you, like make you run on the floor. Wish that never happened to me, but I can just sit on the side of the peristyle and I had to jump down, my knee get hurt and everything, things like that. And the servitor told me, you need to initiate.
At random moments throughout the ceremony, people fall to the ground. They roll, twitch, moan. It all seems too painful to be faked and goes on until the servitor, Bien-Aimé, prays over them. The ordeal is considered a calling from the spirits of souvenance, but it's the sort of thing that outsiders to the religion might find, well, frightening. For Betty Vaval, that sort of initial attention-seeking from the spirits gave way to a joyous faith. She was initiated into the Lacou Souvenance 30 years ago. Vaval comes back for the Spring Festival every year to support others going through their initiations. For participants, the ceremony at Souvenance seems spiritually renewing and physically re-energizing too. Vaval gives me a sense of what to expect.
Tonight, do you have white dress?
Uh-huh. Yes, I do.
Okay, so you're going to get in that inside, right? Okay. This is the opening of our ceremony. We're going to hear the prayer, and then we're going to have some dance till sometimes. And the rest is for tomorrow.
Vaval has already been singing and dancing for 12 hours. And the ceremony is just getting started.
Make yourself comfortable in the yard. Nothing is wrong with the voodoo. Be home, okay?
For DW, I'm Beenish Ahmed in Souvenance, Haiti.
This report was brought to you by DW.